B'shem Hashem Nas V'Natzliach. This is Shir number 2 on preparation for Rosh Hashanah. In our previous Shir, we established that the core essence of Tefillah is the outpouring and expression of our innermost desires, our She'ifa or our Ratzon, which defines the fundamental essence of our Nefesh. In the Tefillahs on Yom Nerem, we recite, U'b'chein tein pachtecho Hashem Elokeinu al kol ma'asecho, and so grant your O Hashem our God upon all your works. This request poses a glaring philosophical difficulty. How can we ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to grant us Yerushalayim as a gift? Tain, a lashon of tain. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis explicitly states, "Akol bidei Shemayim chutz mi Yerushalayim." Everything is in the hands of Shemayim except for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not something Hashem simply bestows upon a person from above. It is a single area left entirely to human free choice and personal toil. How then can we daven for Hashem to give us Yerushalayim? The resolution. These are our foundational principle. Davening for Yerushalayim is not a passive request for an unearned gift. Rather, the tefillah itself serves as the proof and expression of our deep desire and aspiration for Yerushalayim. By standing before Hashem and vocalizing that we lack Yerushalayim and passionately long for more of it, that very tefillah defines our essence as being Yerushalayim. The Ramchal in Maimer Chochma Inyan Sefer HaChaim unveils the deeper structure of the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, explaining that every individual undergoes a two-part judgment. The first stage is Olam Haba, judgment of the essence, the Sefer HaChaim versus the Sefer HaMeisim. It's the Gezeiros again, Olam Haba. A person is initially judged on Rosh Hashanah based on his essential spiritual classification. Will he be counted among the tzaddikim or among the rishonim? This primary judgment determines whether an individual is written into the Sefer HaChaim or the Sefer HaMeisim, again referring to Olam Haba. This initial stage corresponds directly to our supplication of Zecheinu L'Chaim, remember us for life. We are asking Hashem to define our fundamental status and place us in the category of tzaddikim. The second stage decrees the physical existence, the Gzeiros Olam Hazeh. Later in the judgment process, Hashem decrees the specific physical outcomes for the upcoming year in Olam Hazeh, such as health, livelihood, peace, and physical well-being. This secondary stage corresponds to our later insertion in the Tefillah, Uksoy l'chaim toivim kol b'nei b'risecho, and inscribe for a good life all the children of your covenant. The central difficulty, a tzaddik possesses a concrete spiritual reality based on his actual level of ruchnius. If an individual is currently not on that level, how can he legitimately request that Hashem classify him amongst the tzaddikim during Zecheinu L'Chaim? How can Hashem evaluate a person as a tzaddik if his past actions reflect otherwise? The answer lies in the true definition of Zecheinu L'Chaim, true chayim. Real life is defined as life dedicating to fulfilling the Ratzoyim Hashem with Yerushalayim. As it says in Devarim 30:19 or Perek Lamed Pasuk Yotes, the Torah commands, "U'b'charta l'chaim," and you shall choose life. This refers to the mitzvah of choosing the authentic life of Avodas Hashem and accepting the Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of Malchus Shemayim. The sincere aspiration and yearning to be a Yerushalayim and to live like a tzaddik redefines a person's essence. Hashem evaluates a human being based on the true direction of his inner desires. When we daven kasfeinu b'sefer achayim, we are asking Hashem to establish that aspirational state as an enduring reality in our lives. So here's the core principle. The greater and more passionate a person's inner aspiration is for spiritual truth, the more profoundly it alters and elevates the actual essence of his neshama. When we daven zecheinu l'chaim, we immediately added the description of melech chafetz b'chaim, king who desires life. Why does Hashem, the King, specifically desire our spiritual life? The Zohar Parshas Tzav, Daf Chav Tes, Amid Beis, teaches, Kol nishmosin gezirim mitachas kisei hakavod. All souls were carved out from beneath the throne of glory. The kisei hakavod. The kisei hakavod, which expresses and reveals the kavod, the glory, and malchus, the kingship of Hashem in the universe, is built directly out of the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. When a Jew elevates and perfects his neshama through Yerushalayim, he is actively constructing Hashem's throne and bringing out Kavod Shabbayim in creation. Hashem is Melech Chafetz B'Chaim because our spiritual life and perfection directly fulfill the ultimate purpose of his kingship. In Sefer Siach Yitzchok, the author cites a parable from Rabbi Yisrael Salanter Satzal. A soldier actively serving in the king's army is provided with all his physical needs, food, clothing, weapons, and a shelter directly from the royal treasury. The king provides these resources not necessarily because the soldier personally deserves them on merit, but because the soldier requires them to fulfill the service of the king. So to apply this to us, when an individual transforms himself into a dedicated soldier of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, living life centered on Ruchnius and revealing Kavod Shemayim, Hashem grants him all necessary physical sustenance to enable him to continue that service. The inner aspiration alone, however, is insufficient if it remains passive. To validate that our desire for Kavod Shemayim is authentic, it must manifest in concrete practical efforts. So let's try that by increasing our daily investment in Limud HaTorah, an active enhancement in our Ma'asim Tovim and our good deeds, and performing concrete actions that demonstrate a genuine commitment to building Hashem's Malchus. Have a wonderful evening.